Who's great, family, and welcome to another edition of Celebrate Life 531, the podcast. Right now, you're about to tap into Season 3, Episode 3, with our special guest, Jungle. He goes by Jungle because of his movements, his holistic approach to life, and his mental fortitude and strength. Tap in to find out what he's talking about and how he celebrates life and why he does it. And while you do that, make sure you subscribe. I can't even say the word, right? Make sure you subscribe, comment, and celebrate. Peace and love.
So I follow Wallow267 on Instagram, right? Yeah. Wallow, my man, is, I think he's like 2 years out of prison. He did like, a 20-year bid or something like that. Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
My man came out going hard. Of course, you know, that perspective different.
Yeah.
When you've been gone for for 20, even if he was gone for 10.
Excellent.
Think about how many iPhones, how many...
Yeah.
Different Android technology.
For sure. My brother, that's all he talk about because he about to get out in 2021. That's all he talking about. When I get out, I'm going to hit the ground running. It ain't no, it's just a mindset.
Yeah.
Because there's certain people who get out and go back in.
Right.
So in that time, when you in there, either you getting your mind right or you not. So... just depends on which one. Like, do you want to be the best you, or do you want to repeat the same cycle?
Right.
Yeah. So.
And that man right there. So I'm looking. I'm like, bro, I'm really going hard. And then as I'm looking, like, bro, I'm really going hard. I get to that point, like, holy, what the hell I'm doing?
Made you want to quit? Yeah. Oh man, that's crazy. That's kind of like when people come from other countries and they come and they learn,
mm-hmm.
and they all in it 24/7.
Right.
Because I'm not going to say they why stronger than ours, but they why is pretty damn up there.
Right.
Yeah, for them to, you know, nah, I'm not doing that. I got to, in the books. I got people back in a different country who's counting on me.
Mm-hmm.
We have people counting on us here, though. So, that's like, where is that? Where is the disconnect? That is it society? Is it like the manipulation of the way people think we should move versus how, like I said, someone coming from a different country, they know how things is over there,
right?
And they more appreciative over here, and they understand, you know, they got a bigger job to do. So I'm trying to get like that too.
Yeah.
Because I find myself being stagnant all the time, even though I could say I'm in a position where I feel really happy. I'm not gonna say I'm not happy. I'm content because I understand like it's bigger and better things to come,
mm-hmm.
and I can't allow my current situation to like put me in a space where I'm just here. Like I gotta be more bigger, better. There's other people out here who are my age, who are younger, who have bigger platforms. You know, everybody has a seed and it grows at its own time. But in that aspect, it's a lot more out here for people to see. You can't be stuck in Richmond, you can't be stuck in Cali, you can't be stuck in Texas, you gotta visit all three. You gotta hit all 50 states.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many other things out here for people to experience to keep them from being narrow-minded. And I feel like that plays a part. I think that plays a good part.
That's on point. Definitely not being narrow-minded. That, it's funny because I would think, I'm not narrow-minded because of the people I'm around or who I experience.
Yeah.
They look at me like, oh yeah, he's got these skills, he's not this, he's not that, he's gonna do big things. But then it's like, but who am I listening to and who talking?
Right.
Because I might not be narrow-minded to you.
Yeah, for sure.
But you might only know your block.
Right.
You might only know downtown Richmond.
Yeah.
You might only know your job.
Yeah.
Where even though I'm not locked into the job, I'm not locked into just Richmond, I know for a fact that I was caught up in just being in Virginia.
Yeah.
Like, so when I get out of it, I feel completely different because for some reason I've created this tension from being back home.
For sure.
So
yeah.
I definitely get that. Like, not being that romantic, understanding that you can literally go anywhere, walk on any ground, do anything.
Yes.
But it's literally a mental game.
Yeah. mental right. blockers. Nobody talks to yourself more than you.
Yeah.
So I ended up posting a little animated version, a cartoon of myself, just pretty much saying, like, everyone has these thoughts. Like, nobody omits negativity thought. Like, it's more so the ones you attach to are the ones that are you.
Right.
So if I'm, I like to think of it as I'm swiping. So if I say, nah, you're not good. No, swipe. That's not me. Oh, you powerful. Oh, I'm going to keep that one. And the more images and thoughts that you cling on to, you're going to speak based off those thoughts you cling on to. So the more good thoughts you cling on to, power of speaking things into existence, you're going to speak based on the powerful, positive messages you attach to. So if I'm out here, man, I'm never going to make it, like, and I'm clinging on to that,
mm-hmm.
next day I'm like, I stub my toe because bad always happens to me, all right? Next day, boom, bad relationship. This always happens to me. It will, because you manifesting it, versus there's always a lesson and there's always a blessing in every situation. Right. And if you look at it like that, then you could be more aware. The more aware you are, you can change your situation.
Right.
And that's kind of how you evolve. So,
I received that, bro.
For sure.
So, I just think about that today. I was like, no, it was last night. I was like, one of them jokes. I don't like that.
Yeah, that don't sound like me.
Right. Just was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I said, oh, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. I was like, I'm trying to move on. Let's create another dynamic.
Yeah.
Break down these paradigms I keep putting up.
For sure. I ended up going to North Carolina. Yeah. For a job of mine. And I ended up being in the presence of the CEO of the organization that I'm a part of now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about just allowing yourself, like, when you, everybody's going to get in situations where they feel like they need to be emotional and they are distraught in certain situations, but that's fine. Like, it's okay to have these moments, but only have it for, I think he said, no longer than 2 minutes. You can feel however you want to feel. You can cry, you can yell, you can scream, but after these 2 minutes is done, let that junk go and move on. Like, I mean, that's hard to do.
Right.
I've tried. It's hard. But I'm still working on it, and it's just something that I try to tell people, too, just in case they never even thought of it.
Right.
Because thoughts will consume you, like, for sure.
Yes.
And it can inhibit your creativity, your thoughts, your processing, your mental clarity, everything, so.
Right. Yeah. I definitely got you, bro. I got you. All right, man. That's some good information without even asking questions, y'all. We ain't even asked questions yet.
Thanks.
But as you all know, this is Celebrate Life 531. This is be season 3.
Season 3.
My gosh. That's amazing when you do stuff consistently. So that's what we're working on. But nonetheless, I'm not even going to do the introduction. I'm going to let him do the introduction because he's going to tell you exactly what he do, why he do it,
yeah,
and why you need to get with him.
For sure.
Go ahead, bro.
All right, so I go by Jungle. One, because only the strongest survive. And then two, everything in the jungle is natural. And that's kind of what I push, holistic lifestyle. Because in all actuality, that's the most beneficial for the body. And in that, seeking information, I develop who I am today. This is Celebrating Life, and I will let you know what I do to celebrate life and how, you know, maybe my thoughts can encourage some other people who's watching this. So my current position now, I'm a head trainer. I'm an independent contractor for an organization called Burn Bootcamp. It's an all-women's facility. I train about 250 women. It's co-ed at certain times, but for the most part, it's all women. And, you know, my job, other than, you know, helping them see the benefits of their own human characteristics, but building that relationship inside that gym, making sure, you know, love is felt, is authentic, and pushing people past their mental clouts, letting them know they can do anything they put their mind to, and me personally being a testimony of some of these injuries that certain people might already have been dealing with in the past. I've been dealing with injuries since I was in middle school, and I still move like a champ, and it's all mental. I never let my mental cripple me, and from that, this is what you have. So things that I do to celebrate life, or why I celebrate life, it's because I'm not gonna say you only have one life, because my belief system is set up a little differently, but while I'm here experiencing this physical realm, I need to be all I can be. And doing that is a lot of, actually most recently I ended up losing my grandmother about 3 or 4 months ago, and I never really had a real connection with her. Our relationship was really rocky growing up. I didn't really, we just was a bad situation, and I resented her until she passed away. So in doing that, my grandfather on my father's side passed away. Didn't really have a real connection with him either, because my relationship with my father wasn't good. So because my relationship with him wasn't good, I resented that side of the family. But only when my grandfather on his side passed away, I reconnected with my grandmother on that side, which means I lost a grandmother and then I reconnected with one. And from that, I was able to appreciate the other side of me that I resented growing up. And that kind of made me appreciate life, because life can be taken at any moment. And it's more so about, to me, I'm doing things not just for me, but for what I see in the future. I have children that I want to have. I have a family that I want to build. And in that, I live for that. I try not to get too stuck on the future, because being in the present is definitely something that we need to be more focused on. But I do feel like it's a balance. When you're around people that you really care about, you should be locked in the present. You should be analyzing, you know, having fun, being happy. And when you are, you know, by yourself, you can still be in the present, but you need to be forward thinking, understanding what are the things that you really want, how can you really get to it, and what is stopping you, what are those blocks. Is it the people around you? Because the top five people around you is technically who you are. So if you surround yourself with like-minded individuals that believe the things that you believe, then you, without a doubt, will become the person you're trying to become. There's really no sugarcoating about that. Mm-hmm. I know environments change situations. Some people are, you know, dealing with certain environments, and that's definitely difficult to jump out of. That's why your why gotta be strong. Your why gotta be so strong that no matter what adversity comes your way, that why doesn't matter. For instance, I've been dealing with a spinal compression. I got hit with a forklift. I got in a car accident. All these things that happened to me, if I would have listened to doctors, I wouldn't be moving the way I move now. I wouldn't be walking. There was a point in time where I couldn't lay flat on my back. I couldn't lay flat on my belly. I tore my pec. I'm crying because I can't lift my arm up. Like I said before, you can have that 2 minutes of that emotional turbulence, but after that, you got to understand your purpose bigger than your situation. So here I am. Also celebrate life, because life is vital, and it's just something that you want to have you want people to remember you for something authentic. And you don't want to just be another person in the system, another person in the statistics, another person that's just washed away. You want to make an impact, not just for you, but for the people you care about. And not just for the people you care about, but for a collective group of individuals that feel the way that you feel. So I have groups of friends that feel me, but I know it's millions of other people that I can connect with that I haven't yet. And that's my why. I need to, because it's other people that feel the same way as you, who mm-hmm. think the same thoughts similar to you, and are looking for that entry point, someone that can tell them that, you know, it's possible. Anything that, you know, going wrong is a blessing in disguise. So, yeah, celebrating life, baby.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's good. I'm gonna have to look over it again and just take in the nuggets, bro.
For sure.
That's why I'm pausing. Like, you gotta, sometimes you just gotta let stuff
breathe.
Exactly, bro. You got to. Just to truly receive. Because I find that we all have the answers.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
It's just a matter of if we gonna listen and apply it or not. Yeah.
That gut feeling.
Yeah.
That, like, if you because a gut feeling is intangible, some people feel like they need to see certain things to believe it.
Yeah.
But your gut feeling is your gut feeling. You can't see that sometimes.
Right.
Well, most of the time. Yeah. You gotta just believe it. You gotta know that when you walk into a field and there's nothing there, you visualize a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's faith. It's all about faith. And you kind of more so being a prophet. Like, you're a prophet every day if you, hey, I'm about to go to Walmart. You prophesize it. It's just, what level are you prophesizing it at? Everyone's a prophet in their own way. So tap into it.
Right.
Tap into
right.
it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You gotta be fired up. Like, things gotta excite you.
Yeah.
You gotta understand that you're bigger than, like, you really powerful. Like, I don't think people understand how you was created. Like,
yeah,
the amount of work that got put into you being created as an individual, as an entity, at, like, coming from the cosmos. You was the only sperm out of all of them. Like, you
right.
made it. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah.
Like, you did that. So, like, now that you have this physical experience, you got to appreciate it. Mm. You got to take it head on. Because this world will try to destroy you.
Right.
You got to... Calluses.
Right.
You got to develop calluses. But it definitely is hard, though. You know? You got to expect that.
Yeah.
You gotta expect the complications. You gotta expect the algorithms that you gotta detangle. You gotta expect tears. You gotta expect hurt. You gotta expect people not on your wave. You gotta expect even family members not on your wave. Like, because I know growing up, there's certain, like, I'm tatted up, stereotype, whatever you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it because that's what I wanted to do. I didn't let other people dictate how I wanted to do things.
Right.
Like, I knew for a fact I didn't want to work for no one. I didn't want, like, I don't do well with people telling me what to do, in a sense. Like,
yeah.
I can work with people. I know how to do my job. I do it well. But it's how they talk to people.
Yeah.
I don't really receive that well. So, in that, what do? You either deal with it, or you create a situation where you're not dealing with it no more. And in that, you deal with all the turbulence, but that's why your why got to be strong.
Fact.
That's why your why got to be strong.
No, I definitely receive that, bro. Just this simple stuff out here in this society. I like to say the world is perfect. Society is.
Sure.
And I just say that because, bro, humans get so fast to point the finger.
Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the world crazy. They out here doing this, they out here doing that. But it's someone like you doing that. Not saying that it's actually you, but you a human.
Yeah.
They a human.
Yeah.
They ain't create this world.
So, yeah, for sure.
Society crazy.
Yeah.
Somebody plugged it in for this to be.
Right, what it is.
What it is. It, you know, so I take it like that. And then I just realized how everything is. We was talking, coming in the coaching community. He was like, yeah, man, you know, you got the locks, the bid. You'll have corporate gigs faster if you didn't.
I've been told that.
Cool.
Yeah. But there's also people who are just like that in the corporate world.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's to each his own. Like.
Definitely.
I know. I understand the plight.
Yeah.
That comes with the look.
For sure.
And as you said, it's turbulence with everything. Your why has to be strong. I'm cool.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
I'm good, because I know for a fact, even with that turbulence, I've been able to walk through these doors.
Intellectual. You just intellectual. Like, when you speak, you speak with purpose. You have valid words, and it hits home sometimes, for the most part.
Yeah.
And people, they souls should resonate with that and look past the physical structure.
Right.
But, you know, we live in a world where things are quite different.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't stop you from being who you are.
Right.
Oh, he's not. Let me shave my head now.
Yeah.
Keep rocking. Because it's just like it's one no, it's one yes.
Yeah.
all it could be 100 no's, but one yes could be that one yes that take your whole to the next level, and you didn't sacrifice who you were to do it.
All right, because we got a little shift going on. We got a little shift in the atmosphere going on.
Yeah.
So the last thing, if you had to, well, last two things.
Yeah.
If you had to tell some, like, we got a lot of people walking out here in the park, going to class, wherever they're going.
Yeah.
And you just had this 2 minutes to tell them.
Yeah.
What did it mean to celebrate life? What would you tell them? And then after that, give the people a way to follow you and get connected.
All right. So if somebody was walking, I had 2 minutes to explain celebrating life. First of all, I asked what's important to you. Who's important to you in your life?
Yeah.
And are you willing to let them mourn over the fact that you wasn't able to be the best you could be? One of my biggest things is like my mom, my family, my nieces, my nephews. Like, I really love them to the point where I need them to celebrate life how I want to celebrate life. I want to be free. I want to do things, because the way society is built, everybody has jobs, everyone's leaving, I can't spend time with my loved ones the way I want to.
Yeah.
So I'm celebrating life to be able to do that. So who's important to you? What drives you? It's not just you. It's not you're not just living for you.
Right.
You gotta live for other people. So my thing is, who are you living for? What's your purpose? And that's how I would explain it.
Who are you living for?
Yeah.
And what is your purpose?
Right.
I just want to make sure y'all heard that. Yeah. I'm gonna reiterate that. God dang it.
So,
how can we stay in contact with you?
You can stay in contact with me. My Instagram handle is Jungle Meets World. Me meeting the world, the people that I inspire. So that's that. I have other platforms that isn't publicized yet, so be on the lookout for that. But for right now, we just got Instagram, Jungle Meets World. That's how you can talk to me.
Legit.
Thanks.
You hear some information, I always tell my youngins this, and whoever I'm associated with, I get to talk to. If you hear something from somebody that can give you something that resonates with you, and they give you contact information, please use it. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna say please. Use it. There's no please to that.
Yeah.
It's your life, so you make a decision. I'm not gonna beg you to make a decision on your life.
Yeah.
So if you heard something, use it.
And best believe I will respond. It's no, I'm all about helping. So that's with anything. I'm sports minded, I'm intellectual. Like, if you just want to talk, I'm all about that. Just make sure the frequency right.
Mm.
Just make sure the frequency right.
Message. Brother, thank you.
God dang
it. That.